Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Welcome back, everyone. It is Ladies of Liverpool. Whatever you're doing, whoever you're with right now, hopefully you've got this nice and loud. We're going to educate you today on dog agencies. Sounds random. I know we're speaking to Layla, who is the owner of Urban Paws. So she provides animals for music videos, TV shows, you know, the likes of Rihanna when she's posing there with a tiger. It's probably Layla's tiger. She's got hold of it. It's part of her agency. Dog influencers, the lot. We're chatting all about it. Before we speak to Layla, I do want to talk to you quickly about a brilliant Liverpool company. So each week, every episode, I try and promote someone locally who's doing something brilliant. So Spanglish Cleaning, if you find Spanglish Cleaning Liverpool on Instagram, you'll see it's owned by a fabulous lady who, during lockdown, the first lockdown, a salon was closed, so she thought up a new business. This business is thriving. I've never had anyone come in and clean my home. I've always thought about it, but never really trusted anyone to go round my bedrooms without me being in there. This team of ladies, honestly, they are incredible. So they turn up, they do your house from top to bottom, they fold your toilet roll in the corners and put a little sticker on it. If you haven't already got a cleaner but you've been thinking about it for ages, just like me, take my word for it, they're very trustworthy, and you can find them on Instagram. It's Spanglish Cleaning.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So Layla, this is going to be an interesting podcast, this one, and I just so happen to have a dog that needs to earn its keep. So first of all, let everyone listening right now know exactly what you do for a living.
So I have an animal talent and casting agency. So basically, I pimp animals out for film, TV, commercials, pet food packaging, stills photography, online marketing. It's all forms of media. I supply animals. Yeah.
It is exciting. But you started off yourself on the telly, of course, on Desperate Scouts. Housewives. How did you move from putting yourself in front of the camera to then jumping behind the scenes and taking commission from all the pets?
All the experience I've had over the years between modelling and obviously being behind the camera myself, it kind of really, it set the foundations essentially for working in the same kind of industry, but with animals. You know, it really opened up my eyes. It allowed me to understand how the industry worked.
Brilliant. It gets me going, anything like this. Anyone who just thinks outside the box and makes something like this work blows my mind. And I love it. I love it because I know there could be someone listening now with a little idea, scared to take the plunge, scared of giving up the day job, and they just need to hear inspirational stories like yours. So it gives them the courage to give it a go. What would you say to anyone then who's thinking of doing something a little bit bizarre?
Well, I mean, I hadn't got a clue what I was doing in the beginning. And, you know, the amount of people that said to me, you know, that type of business won't work outside of London. And I think the more people that said that to me, the more it drove me on. It gave me the motivation. So I guess if you do have an idea or you do have something that you wish to pursue, I mean, I suppose the main thing is to never give up and to always believe in yourself and to believe in your ideas. Nothing's impossible.
This is true. Yeah, this is
true. It is true, yeah.
Nothing's impossible. You might have a cat sat on your window ledge now and you're thinking, what can I do with this cat? I know, I'll put it in a Rihanna music video. You could make that happen. Talk me through the stars then that your pets have like rubbed tails with.
Well, we work a lot. I mean, we do a lot with footballers. I never know who they are. I haven't got a clue. I'm always texting mates saying, hey, so who's this again? Who does he work for? Or who does he play for? So we've worked with Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Conor McGregor. There's loads. It's a little mix. Oh, there's loads right across the board.
I've been looking at your website and it just looks fantastic. It's like a whole different world that I didn't know existed. So I've been having a little nosy through. And you've got pets modelling for Tom Ford and Burberry. Do they make a few quid, Layla?
Some pets do. Just because of the big brand names, it doesn't mean that they're paying ridiculous prices, you know, for these pets. Some pets do. It is a lucrative business, definitely, for some that are exceptionally well-trained. You know, these are the ones that are out working every week. Some pets are paying the bills at home. They're paying the mortgage. They're paying the two cars. They're sending the kids to private school. You know, these are the ones that are, you know, the families are living the dream. But some pets, it is a lucrative business. Then other pets are just paying for their their own keep, really.
For some, it's a hobby. It's just for fun.
Yeah, yeah.
Some pets that do like performing. I've got a Zuchon called Diego, who...
Oh, I love it.
I'm still trying to teach Diego to come back when I shout his name, and he's one. So I don't hold much hope out for my little pet. But what would you say to someone who thinks their dog's got some star quality?
Well, I mean, every day I'm contacted by pet owners, you know, and obviously everyone's biased. They think that their own dog is, you know, really cute, and people stop them all the time in the park, etc. But unfortunately, in this industry, time is money. So, you know, your dog or your cat, whatever, it could be the most beautiful looking cat in the world. However, if they're going to turn up on set and they're not going to do what the producer wants them to do, and they're going to, you know, they're going to hold everything up. I mean, at the end of the day, producer or director is not going to want that. So in this industry, it's all about getting the animal to perform and to do what they need to do in the least amount of time as possible. So as long as your animal is well-trained, you know, they're obedient, they're people-friendly, they're quick at picking up new skills or commands, because a lot of the time as well, the script will change. So they might, you know, what they thought they were going to be doing could suddenly all of a sudden change. So the animal really does need to be quite adaptable and with a good skill set, really. So there's a lot to it. You know, there's a lot of prep time and everything else that goes into these animals. So it's, you know, for the ones that want to take it really serious, you know, it's a full-time job, really.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Talk us through some of the other animals on your books, Leila.
So we have everything from alpaca to snakes, to reptiles, rabbits. We got a lot of work for rabbits and alpacas, actually. And then obviously with the, you know, the lockdown and the Tiger King, we got a lot of inquiries for tigers, lions, tigers, and, you know, the big cats. Yeah. And monkeys. We got a lot, actually. Music videos. A lot of rappers want monkeys, and for some reason, I don't know why. But yeah, there's basically, we can get any animal that's obviously not on the endangered list. Mm-hmm. We have access to more or less any animal.
So where do you go when you need like a tiger or something? Because I'm a bit hooked. I follow all like the Twitter pages and stuff on the whole wildcats in North Wales situation. You know, people claiming they've seen pumas on country walks and stuff.
I've seen that actually. Yeah, mm-hmm. I've seen that.
So do you know people who actually own these animals as pets?
Yeah. So there are reputable breeders. They're like collectors. They collect, and it sounds awful to say, but they collect animals that have been bred into captivity.
Yeah.
These animals are trained and handled, et cetera, by these guys. I'm not a huge advocate of it. I don't really... there's a fine line as to what's ethical and what's right, but there are breeders and there are handlers, yes, across the UK and Europe that actually manage and handle big cats. So they are quite easy to get hold of, believe it or not.
Can you imagine?
But in the animal world, there was no one doing it. So, it was kind of a no-brainer, really, in terms of getting that side of the agency set up. So we have animals, you know, of all shapes and sizes, all breeds, from all around the world, with a large social media following, and that's going quite well as well.
Some of my mates have like set up little like pages for the dogs, and they're like, I just do it so I don't bore everyone with the pictures, and I just put all my animal pictures on his own profile. Now I'm thinking, you little sly get, you know, you're trying to build up a following so you can make some money.
That's exactly it.
And what do they sell on there then? So say there's a cat with an Instagram page of, you know, 400,000 followers. What kind of brand could you pitch that cat out to?
Generally speaking, how we categorize our influencers. So we'll have food bloggers, we might have fashion critics, we'll have travel bloggers. It's right across the board, just as you would find with human influencers. You also have the same type of categories with the animal influencers. So again, it could be anything. 99% of the time, the pet influencers are not actually promoting a pet product or brand. It tends to be human products, because animals are more influential. As humans, we tend to not be as judgmental with animals as we would with people. It's like you or I might watch Geordie Shore, you might not. So, you know, instantly, if we see something that's been promoted by one of the Geordie Shore cast, you know, you're either split because you either don't watch it or you watch it, you know them or you don't know them. Whereas with an animal, there's that instant emotional connection. regardless. Yeah. It's all about the psychology, Leanne. It's all about the psychology.
Isn't it just? There's much more to this than I even thought possible.
Ladies of Liverpool.
You know when you're dealing with the owners of these pets and stuff, do you deal with, like, I've taught in the past at, like, drama schools and things like that, and you'll have certain parents who are a little bit more pushy with the kids than others.
Oh, yeah.
Does that happen with animals? Do you find yourself dealing with pushy parents?
1,000,000%. It is exactly like, because these animals are, they're like people's kids, aren't they, at the end of the day? Yeah. So, yeah, you, as I always say, we've always got the pushy, you know, the dance mums, as I call them.
Yeah.
They don't care what the job is. They just want to be better than everyone else's mom. Then we have the ones, you know, who take it religiously serious, really serious, and it's a real job to them and everything else. Yeah. Yeah. Then you want the ones who want the fame and the bright lights and we're going to Hollywood. And so it's really, I mean, that's a big part of the job, is managing all these different types of personalities. And
I think that must be probably the hardest part, dealing with the humans.
Exactly, it is. And especially when you're dealing with, like, high profile clients, you don't want these, you know, the fame hungry mums, you know, running up to, like, the likes of Justin Bieber and, oh, can I get a picture with my dog? And so you really have to manage all the different types of personalities, as I was saying. But yeah, it's, you know what, it's the dogs are the easy bit, it's the humans.
I can imagine that, definitely. Yeah. So is this you now, set for life, Layla? Will you be tempted to ever, you know, turn up on our tellies yourself again? Or are you quite happy just making stars out of these animals now? Is that you?
I would never turn up on telly myself from a reality TV point of view, like Scouts-wise. I would never, ever, 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 ever do that again. However...
Oh, you say that with such conviction, Layla.
Oh,
never,
my God.
Not even like I thought you were going to say never, but you just said never loads of times. Never, 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 ever again. Was it that bad? Did it leave a bit of a sour taste in your mouth, the whole reality TV?
It did. It did. Because it was so scripted, but people didn't... You know, reality TV was becoming the big thing back then. People seen it as a soap, or they seen it as real life, should I say, because, you know, it's called reality TV. You'd never expect us to be acting. So I think never again.
If anyone was in any doubt, never. Will you see Layla on a reality TV show?
However, I do get approached a lot by different TV broadcasters wanting to do a reality show on Urban Pause. That would be something I would consider, as long as I was in the background and, you know, had very little speaking parts.
You'll be like Estelle off Friends, Joey's manager. Just cut to you with a big long ciggy in an office surrounded by smoke.
So,
I'd watch that, Layla. I'd tune into that.
It would be so interesting, wouldn't it? Because again, it's such a unique and unknown world to most people. And to watch the animals as they prep for adverts, all the training that goes into them, and then seeing them behind the scenes and then to the final finished advert or product. Do you know what I mean? It was just so exciting.
Ladies of Liverpool,
can you tell us if there are any animals out there on Instagram that we should be following? It might be hard because I'm sure you've got a lot of love for all of them, but any that just spring to mind that you think would be worth a little scan of the page?
Yeah, we've got some local influencers with really high followings. We've got Cockapoo Marley.
Okay.
We have, she is a cockapoo and for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm. Does she have special tricks? Any special tricks we need to know about when it comes to Marley?
Well, Marley's actually both a model and an influencer, but she's quite well trained, Marley. I'm trying to think any special tricks. Not really, no. But he's
just being gorgeous.
Bit
of a Kardashian of the animal world. Not many special talents, but just really good. Just really good on the telly.
We've got Reggie the Cockapoo, another one from Liverpool.
Yeah.
And the other Fab Four. Is it Dalmatians? Other Fab Four.
So if I go on Instagram and type in the other Fab Four, I can see these Dalmatians that you represent, and they could end up in a movie at some point.
Yeah. Well, these are all, they're mainly influencers, but they do get used for modelling and acting work as well. But
this is just amazing. I hope there's someone listening right now who's got a little star lying on the edge of their couch right now, and that they're just going to get in touch with you and be the next big thing in the animal world. Layla, is there anything else we need to know about you? Anything else that you can tell us we should be looking out for when it comes to you? Now's your time to promote anything else that you're doing.
I mean, there's a lot of things in the pipeline in terms of pet products, and, you know, I'm wanting to kind of like expand the whole Urban Paws business as a whole. But yeah, for now, there's, unfortunately, there's just the modeling and acting, there's the influencers. But over this year, definitely, it's a case of, I hate saying it, but watch this space kind of thing.
That's the best way to end a podcast. Watch this space, and we definitely will. Layla, you've been brilliant. Thanks so much for being this week's Lady of Liverpool.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.